That was Jenny Lauzon from her album entitled Blue Voice, New Voice, singing Broken Spirit. And now we're going to hear some community announcements from Mary Lou.
Thanks, Dan. There's going to be a new moon on December 2nd. Today and tomorrow, you'll find a cultural festival happening at Centennial Hall. Come and enjoy a delicious variety of international foods with live multicultural music and dance. The admission is $2.50 and you'll find over 20 vendors displaying the craftsmanship and skill of artisans worldwide. This event is sponsored by the London Cross Cultural Learner Center, and you can call them at 660-8850 for further information, or you can just go down to Centennial Hall until 6 p.m. today and until 5 p.m. tomorrow. There's going to be a community meeting held on Wednesday, November 30th at Nameron. The meeting will begin at 7 p.m. Discussions will be around governmental cutbacks and its effects to First Nation people who live in urban areas. This is a very serious issue for today and for future generations. All Native and Native interest groups are urged to support this issue. Plans for a peaceful demonstration march will also be on the agenda. For further information, contact Nameron at 672-0131. If you're planning to come to the community meeting being held at Nameron on Wednesday, November 30th at 7 p.m., why don't you come out a little bit earlier? The Native Youth Circle is holding a food sale that will begin at 5 p.m. and last until 7 p.m. that same evening. There's going to be a variety of traditional food being offered for a nominal price, and I understand that Oneida Elder Maxine Christian is making the corn soup. There's going to be a protest rally, and it'll be held on Wednesday, November 30th, and it's targeting two locations of Jesuit Ministry of Canada offices. This is being sponsored by Kate Croker, and they want you to come out. It's going to be happening in Toronto at the Friendship Center at 16 Spadina Road, starting on Wednesday, November 30th at 10 a.m., and this opening smudge and prayers at 10, and there'll be a protest. And I guess you have to get all the information over there. They're going to have a potluck dinner at the Padavan Lodge on King Street. Buffy St. Marie, poet, folk singer, songwriter, and neighbor rights activist, is finally up where she belongs in the Canadian music industry. Buffy is the newest member of the Juno Awards Hall of Fame. This was just recently announced by the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. Buffy will be inducted March 26th during the awards show at Hamilton Copps Coliseum. Buffy St. Marie is a Cree born on a small reserve near Regina called Pequot, but was raised in Maine. Her international hits include Universal Soldier, Until It's Time for You to Go, and the Academy Award-winning Up Where We Belong from the 1981 movie An Officer and a Gentleman. There's going to be a benefit hockey game and dance held in the Jim Durrell Recreation Center at 1265 Walkley Road in Ottawa. Game time is 7:30, admission is $2, and at 9 the DJ dance begins. $7 will buy you a buffet dinner and chances to win the door prizes and the dance as well. This will all happen on December 2nd. All proceeds will go to the Odawa Native Friendship Center Building Fund. For further information, contact Holly at area code 614-238-8591. There's going to be a Christmas arts and crafts show and sale happening at the Wapwil Island Sports Complex on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Native craft people and Native vendors should call Cynthia at 627-1481 to arrange for a table, which will cost $10 each. There's going to be a border crossing on Saturday, December 10th at Wapwil Island in support of the Jay Treaty. The Jay Treaty is an international legal agreement signed in 1794 by the United States, British, and Aboriginal governments. It is still in effect today. The Jay Treaty is supposed to guarantee free passage over North America's borders for Aboriginal people and their personal goods. NIMARES, which is the Native Men's Residence of Toronto, is now accepting submissions for publication in their second anthology of new Native writers. Their first book, Still My Rage, is being published by Douglas and McIntyre and will be released this coming spring. They are now in the process of gathering new work by Native writers, and they also have need of black and white line art to accompany some works. Submission of poetry, short stories, articles, prayers, songs, etc. are now being accepted for consideration. Please keep a copy of all submissions as they cannot be held responsible for any loss of works, and be sure to include an author biography along with an address and phone number where you can be reached. The deadline for submissions is April 30, 1995. The anthology is part of the Native Writers Development Project hosted by NIMAIRES and is designed to encourage and assist all Native people that are interested in pursuing a career as a writer or journalist, and to help potential writers overcome the obstacles often encountered in getting published. Preference may be given to works that elicit pride of culture, identity, and heritage, and those that are suitable for use in a school curriculum or library. This is an excellent opportunity to help explain to the non-Native communities who we are as a people, our values, experiences, beliefs, and concerns. Short stories and articles should not exceed 3,000 words. Please direct all inquiries and submissions to Joel Mackey, NIMAIRES, 14 Vaughan Road, Toronto, Ontario. The postal code is M6G2N1, and you can call them at area code 416-652-0034. And that's all I have for now.
Miigwech, Niawe, Mary Lou. Also, we'd like to let our listeners know about a conference that's happening in Toronto at the Sheraton Hotel across from City Hall. It's going to be dealing with, it's the third Canadian conference on HIV and AIDS and related issues in Aboriginal communities. It's taking place from Monday, December the 5th to Wednesday, December the 7th. And this is what Darcy Albert of the Planning Committee says. He's pleased to invite you to attend the third Canadian Conference on HIV, AIDS, and Related Issues in Aboriginal Communities. The participation of Aboriginal people living with HIV and AIDS has been particularly significant in the planning of this year's conference. Okay, and Gail Mason also invites people. Gail Mason is the Executive Director of the Native Canadian Friendship Center of Toronto. In regards to the protest rally in Toronto on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the rally is one of a series being organized by the Nyashkaminning Survivors Healing Center of Cape Croker. Sexual abuse perpetrated by priests in Native communities, residential schools, and training schools, and ongoing difficulties in dealing with the Jesuits toward the satisfactory resolution are the key issues to be addressed in this protest. The culturally based, family-focused healing center was established May 93 with the vision of servicing the needs of a generation of young men sexually abused by Father George Epoch of the Jesuit ministry, who was parish priest at Cape Croker for 12 years. The healing center has since grown to offer a range of services for survivors, support people, youth to elders, and their families, as the devastating impact of sexual abuse has traumatized generations of entire families. Survivors of all nations are also welcomed. Funding to the Healing Center and other groups in this community was abruptly cut off in June of this year, and only 15 of an estimated 50 victims from Cape Croker and the Saugeen Reserve have ratified a take-it-or-leave-it timeline settlement offer given in lieu by the Jesuits. The Healing Center has begun the process to give voice and a public profile to concerns of the re-victimization of survivors of sexual abuse and their families. And at this time, we'd like to say Onagiwahe and Quabman, and it's really good to be back. Congratulations to the Western Mustangs. And we're going to close with Robbie Robertson and the Red Road Ensemble. And this is Coyote Dance from Native Americans here on Smoke Signals.